Hello, everyone. Welcome to another podcast. Hopefully, things are going very well for all of you. If not, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what makes things difficult for you and why do you make it more difficult than what it is. As we see and we can hear how things are going all over the world, it's not very good at this moment and at this time. It hasn't been for a while. Instead of getting better, it seems like it's just getting worse. People are still looking for jobs. People are hustling as much as they can, doing what they need to do to make a living. And of course, society doesn't help at all. It makes things more difficult for you. But we have to look at the other side of things. And this is a time and moment where everybody needs to reflect on themselves, perhaps change careers, perhaps decide to do something different, giving yourself an opportunity to get to know more about yourself and what you would like to do in the future. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people are fortunate to still have their jobs. But no matter how it goes for any of you, it's still not as easy as it was perhaps before or wasn't. Maybe that's why you find it more difficult now. Society has a way of not helping but bringing people down because they follow what the government says it should be. There are so many talks going around the world. Now we have another disease, Delta, coronavirus, and every time and every day is something new. Is it pushing people to get their shots? Are it going to be mandatory for you to get your shots? My answer to you, yes, it is. A lot of you are afraid because of what might it do to you. And I agree, and I understand that. Believe me, I do. But we're not going to be in peace with anything that this government gives us. Instead of making it better, they make it worse. I heard that the unemployment, the federal is going to cut down because they're saying that this will make you go to work more, find a job. But where is the logic there? How can you find a job when there's so much, many jobs there that are already taken? And if a person doesn't have a degree, it's even harder for them. And those that want to work on regular jobs, they're probably already taken. So they feel that by taking part of your unemployment money, it's going to force you to go to work. I don't see the logic in that. How many people are trying to find a job? Who wants to stay in what the unemployment gives you? Unless your rent is $200 or $300, then perhaps you can live on that. But realistic, no, it isn't. How many of you pay high rent? So the money that you get is not sufficient, especially if you are a mother with children, single mother with children, or you have a husband. It's still not enough. It wasn't enough before the virus started to pay your bills and pay this rent. So imagine now how hard and difficult it is for the Americans, for the people in this world. So what are they doing? Where are they pushing everyone to? What is it that they want from us? It's not enough that we work and slaves ourselves to make them rich. And now they're telling us that the employment, the federal was supposed to cut half of that. And the $600 that you get extra is supposed to stop in September. Well, maybe they look at it like this. That's their money. And that extra money that they give everyone is taken away from them to travel, to have fun, to have mistresses, to indulge in drugs and alcohol. You're taking their fun away. So they're very depressed and sad about it. And while we are in the corner trying to survive, when do you wake up and realize the truth? When do you see it? Do you have to be so educated and have so much degree to wake up and see the reality of the world and where it's going? Are they pushing for revolution in this country? How much pressure do they think that people can take? How much do they feel that they should take? Because they know better. Now, I feel like I'm living in the 70s. More killing, more addicts in the street. People are going crazy, losing their minds. More people are getting anxiety and depression. not knowing which direction to go, more people becoming homeless because they cannot pay their rent. So many things are happening. And a lot of us are closing our eyes to that because it's not happening to you personally. But one thing I've always said, no one is invisible. No one. And we can easily be there in an ink of an eye. So we have to realize these things and see it for what it is and not try to deny it or live in an illusion that doesn't exist. When do you start seeing the truth? Can you say, well, aren't you bringing more violence and anger in what you're talking about? No, I'm not bringing the violence. The violence is already there and the anger is already there. What I'm asking you to do is wake up and don't put yourself in that situation. Don't allow yourself to go crazy and feel that there's no out, because there is. By taking control of your life and deciding what you need to do for yourself and find out within yourself what is your purpose in life and follow that. Make a change in your life if you have to. We all are trying to survive as much as we can. Some will understand it and some won't. Children are dying every single day. We're losing our children. We're losing our future. When do you turn around and say enough is enough within yourself? Can we cure the world? No, we can't. Do we have control of the world? No, you don't. The only world you have control in is your own. And the only thing that you can cure within yourself is you. And what do I mean by cure? Anger, hatred, frustration. Curing that within ourselves so our children can see that there's more to life than what has been shown to us. These governments, instead of making things better, they're making things worse. And we follow them. We vote for them. I don't. I haven't voted in years because I haven't met any man that is worth waiting and voting for to make a difference in this earth. But everybody believes everybody's word. And you put these people to become president. And then you realize once they're there, why did I even vote for this person? Look, you think what you want to think and believe in what you want to believe. That is your choice. But don't ever turn around and say you haven't been told. You can turn around and say, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. This person is crazy. This person is looking for problems. This person is here to confuse me and to take away from me. You can say that. And I get it. Believe me when I said I get it. But when you find yourself in a spot and you find yourself remembering things that you heard, then know that it was there to prepare you for what's coming. We think that the world is going to get, not the world, I'm sorry, the people in the world is going to get better, and they're not. There are so many self-centered, selfish people, and it's all about power and money. If you don't have that, you have no value, nothing. I mean, look at the idea of somebody paying millions of dollars just to go to space for what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? Like, really? Because they got nothing to do with that money? Well, how about if they take that money and give it to those that need it, that benefits from it? Up in space for what? To see what? All you gotta do is lay down in your yard and look at the stars and look at the sun, and it's free. But you got to pay to go to the universe. Really? The mentality of humans. We were put here because we needed to learn and grow. And we still haven't learned and grow. Just like UFOs, been here for centuries. And the government has been lying to us. And then when we find it, realize that UFO does exist, then it's like, wow. But the government's been hiding this for years. So if they can hide these things, imagine what else they have been hiding. Nothing is ever the truth. History is not the truth. It's written by men who manipulate the stories to their satisfaction. Everything is a force here. Everything's an illusion, though we do not want to see it. But then again, I know you go to college and you get your degree and you get your master's on history and science and math. But people are beginning to realize, even scientists are beginning to realize, the true purpose. Because they believe in what they see. And now they're beginning to see more than ever. But a lot of us, well, not a lot of us, a lot of you just choose not to. And it's not ignorant and it's not stupidity. It's just like, who gives a crap? As long as I'm doing what I gotta do, that's all I care about. Well, if you're single and you're free, I agree with you. But when you have children, you have to think further, because these children are our future. And from the way that I see it, we don't have a future. There's so many children that are lost, confused, and afraid. Now you have weed that's legal, and everybody thinks it's cool. Hey, now we can smoke weed legal. Yes, you could, and become more stupid than what you were already. What do you think it does to your brain? Nobody wants to believe it. No one wants to accept it. Children who has ADHD smoke it because it calms them down. They don't want to take medication because they feel it's going to do damage, when in reality, it is the weed that's going to do more damage. There are children that are not that strong, that after they get used to the weed and doesn't bring them any more high, they have to go and get something that gets them higher. No different than a kid that drinks and gets high in one cup of beer or wine. But after drinking a cup more, then they need the second and the third and the fourth. And you realize they're alcoholics or drug addicts. And you can say that's not true, because it didn't happen to me. Well, it didn't happen to you because you were strong. But how many people out there are not strong? How many people are hurting and crying and suffering for the trauma that they've gone through in life, or the abuse they've gotten through into their life, or feeling abandonment, not loved, not being cared for, not having anybody there? And you use these things to make them stronger and brave. But that's what society wants. And you give it to them too. Because the more people that are lost out there, the more they don't have to worry about anybody seeing the truth. You don't even have to wake up. You can just stay there. So the more they have more people and influence in these things, why worry? Medication. Are there medications that are good for you? Yes. Are there medications that do more harm than good? Yes. But you're the one that has to know these things. You're the one that has to be aware of these things. Nobody else does. Because nobody knows you as well as you do. But then I got to take that back, because you might not know yourself as well as you think you should, because you never took in the time. So when you see what's going on and walk away from it, then please don't be surprised when you are being standing on a corner, on your bed, on a window, going to work, and get shocked at what's coming. Then you have no right to say anything. Don't say coulda, woulda, shoulda when it's too late. Don't think that your degrees and intelligence is going to get you where you need to go, because it's not. But carrying wisdom and knowledge will take you a long way. There's not a person that might not be afraid. But if you're not, it's because you get it. But if you are, you don't. It is always up to you, and I always tell this in my broadcast, to wake up, to check on reality. Don't ever think you're invisible, because you're not. I'm not. We love our children, we love the people that we love, but it doesn't mean that things cannot happen to us. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be homeless like the person next to us. It doesn't mean that we're not going to lose a loved one. It doesn't mean we're not going to be betrayed or get hurt or shed tears. Because we live in a society that brings all this. And we have to learn how to adjust to understand it. And as hard as it is, we are here to learn these lessons. And there are lessons that we do to ourselves. We punish ourselves. We hate. We get angry at others. We get sad at others. But we never look at our reflection in that mirror when it comes to us. It's like it's always somebody's fault, but never yours. And those are the worlds that doesn't exist. Is it hard to live in reality? No. At times it might be difficult, but it's not hard. But I wouldn't want it any other way. I need to live in reality, so I can see and I can hear and have the ability to learn from others. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely, I made mistakes. But I could have made more mistakes if I didn't allow myself to learn from others. If a person puts their hands in the fire, am I going to do it? Heck no. Just seeing the reaction of that person, I knew how it felt. I have seen alcoholics and addicts, and I see how much they suffer in their lives. Do I want to end like that? No, not at all. I don't think anybody does. Do I want to be homeless? No, not at all. But if that were ever to happen, I would survive being homeless, because I'm aware and because I allow myself to learn from others that are and been there. And that's where it's at. But people choose to learn things on their own and choose to be hard-headed and stubborn. It's a waste. It really is, because you're not proving anything, because your pride and ego tells you that you need to go it on your own and do it on your own. Heck no. I leave that to you, but not me. I've always learned by watching. And again, I made my mistakes. But compared to what people have done, I can't even get close. Does that make me better? Absolutely not. It just makes me smarter. Do I close my eyes and think it's okay? No, it isn't. It's not okay to see somebody else suffer and go through their difficulties in life, and you learn from them, because you also have to have sorrow and compassion for those people and help them to grow and learn. So don't close your eyes too much when it comes to society and to this government. Open up, read between the lines, look at their faces, and see the things that you see. You'd be surprised. It's not what you hear so much that matters, it's what you see. Become strong within yourself and courage within yourself. Learn how to live within you. Learn how to be happy and in peace within you. It doesn't mean you can't. No matter how bad things get. Every day we get up and we should be grateful that we have another day in time. There are people that believe I should thank God. Me? I don't. Because I'm not religious. And I don't believe in the Bible. But I do get up and I'm grateful to have another day. Can I say, who am I sending this message to when I say these things or my prayers? No, I don't know. I've never seen it. But I always known that there's something bigger out there than just us. And I know that a lot of people, when the day comes to see that, they're going to be very surprised and very shocked to find out who's really in charge when it comes to that universe out there. When I hear people say, I'm sending out to the universe the things that I would love to have to learn, I always tell my students, you are the universe because you came from a universe. So you carry it inside you. Why would you want to throw it out there to a universe? You don't know what's out there and you don't know who's taking it for you. It's the way that the world teaches. Everybody follows the world's teaching. Intuition. In reality, intuition means that you're connected to your spirit and you hear your spirit. But society has another way of saying it. Because society wants you to believe everything that they have to offer and nothing else. Because when they do that, they know that you are being in control by them. Just like religion is being controlled. If you look at religion, it's all run by white men. Everything is about controlling. People in religion don't get to live, don't get to learn, don't get to grow the way they're supposed to. But religion makes a lot of billions and billions of money. Just like, again, we work for the system and we make them rich. And they look upon her and says, oh, let me pay them this and let me pay them that. And since they sacrifice themselves in getting an education, I'll give them a little bit more. And they follow. And as long as you have a house and a backyard, you made it. And you have a car, you made it. But what about the sacrifice that you had to do to have it? And still do, because nothing is yours. Because once you buy the house, then you got to pay tax for the rest of your life. And if you don't pay tax, your houses get taken away. So it was never yours in the first place. Not saying that you shouldn't buy a house. I'm not saying that neither, because I'm getting a house. But I see it for what it is. And if I choose to buy a house, it's because I see the reality of it. But there's a small kind of difference. But at the same time, I'm not going to sacrifice myself to owning so much money either. Because to show people that I have a house and I live good, no, I'm not going to put myself in debt neither. If I have to pay mortgage and tax, that's as far as I'm going to go, but I'd be damned if I'm going to pay anything else extra. And you might say, well, how about if something happens? Well, my best thing is like I build a new house, so I don't have to worry about it. But if I buy a second house from somebody, a third house from somebody, yeah, then I have to worry about those things. So sometimes you have to be ahead of the system in certain things in life. And that's why you need to be open and see things for what they are. I like to feel that I can get away with certain things. There's nothing wrong with that. The rich always get away with everything. So if I can get away with something, I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to do it. As long as it doesn't hurt anybody, doesn't put me in jail, I'm fine. If I go shopping and I eat a grape, or two or three pieces of grape, and don't pay for it, believe it or not, it makes me feel good. As simple as that. It is what it is. As long as you don't take from the small stores, because they're trying to make a living. But these big stores, please. So you see, I'm not perfect. So take time to see things for what they are, not for what they are told. And you can say the same thing about me. Well, you're telling me these things, but there's a difference. The difference is that what I'm telling you, if you allow yourself, you can see it. When they tell you things, there's many things you can't see and you're not sure of. That's the big difference. So try to take control of your life and look at your children. Prepare them for the future. So maybe they can give us a better future when the time comes. But if you're too absorbed with yourself, man or woman, or with yourself, then our children are going to suffer. And there's nothing to look forward to. And the rich will always be in control, because they're going to make it their business for their children to always be on top. So think about that. Thank you for taking the time, hearing me out. May peace and quantity and love be with you. I bow to all of you. Until the next.